AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A huge snowstorm hitting the Northeast has forced millions to stay home, disrupted flights, and closed schools today. Julie Walker's been in the middle of it.
The sound of shovels scraping concrete in Brooklyn as New Yorkers like Vince Lisi dig out, with up to 2 feet of snow in some areas of the Big Apple and even more in some parts of the state.
It's heavy as can be. Just got to take small shovelfuls.
Meanwhile, more than 3 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast, like Rhode Island, where National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Perella says this nor'easter is breaking records.
There is the expectation that we will see several reports up above 36 inches here before all is said and done.
The bomb cyclone causing power outages, closing schools and airports, downing trees, and creating loads of issues. Flyer Daniel Gayikian.
My first flight was out of Newark yesterday night, canceled. Rebooked for this morning in Philadelphia, canceled. Rebooked for the middle of the day around 1 today in Philadelphia, canceled.
I'm Julie Walker.
In Mexico, heavily armed security forces have been battling cartel gunmen after the killing of the notorious leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. More than 70 people died in the weekend attempt to capture him. Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports there were gunshots at the northern border over the weekend.
The FBI is investigating a border shooting near Canada. Investigators say it happened early Sunday morning in Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, population 800, near the border. It is the state's only border crossing with the province of Quebec. Customs and Border Protection says the initial reports indicate the subject opened fire on a border agent and the agent returned fire. The subject was taken to a hospital and the agent was unharmed. I'm Ed Donahue.
A down day for stocks amid renewed concern over President Trump's tariffs. The Dow plunged 821 points, or 1.7%. The S&P sank 1%, the NASDAQ 1.1%. This is AP News. Men's hockey capped off the Winter Olympics in stirring fashion. In case you missed it, Gethin Coolbaugh has a recap.
The United States men's hockey team secured gold at the Winter Olympics, and with it, redemption. Jack Hughes' golden goal at 1:41 of overtime sealed a 2-1 win over rival Canada on Sunday in the gold medal game in Milan.
Obviously, it was a great game, and we're the team with the better outcome, but just a great game between USA and Canada.
Team USA avenged gold medal game losses to Canada at Vancouver in 2010 and Salt Lake City in 2002, as well as last year's Four Nations face-off championship.
Kind of like a little grudge match, like who's going to make the first mistake, who's going to give up the first odd man rush.
The win came 46 years to the day of the Americans' miracle on ice victory over the Soviet Union in Lake Placid. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
It's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.